Irene's story.
The thing I like best about this area really is the parks and open spaces, gardens. Of course, London is a place that's famous for its open spaces. There's something quite special about this area because we've got three boroughs that come together, Lewisham, Bromley and Southwark. And they've all these sort of open spaces, parks have got slightly different personalities. But there's a lot of parks here that have got something special about them. Near where I live in Bromley, we've got Bromley Library Gardens, which, as the name implies, has got a very big library, which has exhibitions, it has classes, it has local history, and it's on a very rolling terrain. It sort of goes down from the high street right down into the depths of towards the bottom end of Bromley, and that it's so steep that in the winter you get tobogganing, and there's a skateboarding park there, and there's a lake, and a sand pit for the children. But it's a lovely park because it's formal and it's shrubbery, and it's got everything there. You move nearer towards Forest Hill, and we've got Beckenham Place Park, which is in a bit of flux at the moment because it's always been a public golf course, but they want to close that because it's sort of underutilised, and sort of make it available to and more attractive to more people. But it's got woods, it's got formal gardens, it's got a sensory garden which is looked after by volunteers, and it's got this magnificent mansion which is very tumble down, but they're hoping to get it restored. And every Sunday afternoon, the Friends of Beckenham Place Park they open their little museum, which is like a treasure trove of everything to do with the nature of the park, and they have bat walks and bluebell walks and all kinds of things. Then we move further toward Forest Hill again. We've got Crystal Palace Park, which is a famous big open space, dinosaurs, and it's got Capel Manor, which runs the apprenticeships for the gardens. Our apprentice at Horniman went there last year, and he's gone on to an advanced course now, which is at Regent's Park. But they've got animal. They train people to look after animals and gardens. And then if we come round, we get to Dulwich Park, which is famous for its rhododendrons in the spring, and Peckham Rye Park, which is a lovely open space. It's got sports fields, and it's got a very special tree collection, and they have a lecture there every year from a specialist from Kent who walks around and tells everybody about the trees, which is really good. And they're very much into the sort of nature, and they do educational things there. And lastly, but not least, Horniman, which is, as we know, as we're here enjoying the surroundings at the moment, is a fabulous park, which is, to me, it's an indoor-outdoor museum, and that's what's special about it. And the gardens coordinate quite clearly with the activities of the museum and the exhibitions of the museum. And the gardens are quite academic, a bit like a sort of a small botanical gardens, with everything named, and it's just fabulous. Yeah, that's it.